Neil?
Hello?
Hi, Nils. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. Sorry about that. I missed your phone call. I was having a headset issue. I did apologize.
No, it's all good, man. I called you like 3 times, bro, in the last 2 months since last time we spoke, man. You were on vacation. So, I even thought, man, this guy probably thought I was bluffing. He probably thought, man, I call 10,000 people a day. They never reach out to me. They say yes. And I'm like, I was hoping he was going to trust me, believe me, that I was here planning a whole entire trip to California, man. You know? Everything you told me when we spoke on the phone left me so in line. I'm telling you, when you called me, I didn't even have money to budget. I was like, man, let me work for the next 3 weeks. I need to make some money because Tyler is going to call, and I need to have something to put down, you know?
Well, I'm glad you're able to. I'm glad you're able to reach me today. But yeah, I was on vacation for a little while, but I am back in the office now. So I apologize about that, Neil.
No, I mean, it's what it is, man. So all right, man. Let's talk about this because before I wasn't ready economically. So last time you told me that you could help me if I could pay for $200 a month, because I was in Angie's List. That's where you first saw me at. You saw my business in Angie's List. Mm. And then I told you what my experience had been with them. Just FYI, I just closed business with them a week and a half ago. So I'm not giving my money to Angie's List anymore. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I didn't ask you before, this is what I would like to know now. Are you guys on a month-to-month subscription, or how exactly is the service operating?
Great question. So it is on a month-per-month basis. The pricing is a month-per-month basis, but it is a 2-month verbal agreement. And that's strictly because it makes us performance-based. But the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. But everything that we discussed in our Platinum package, it has all the tools inside of it to show you a return within that 2-month time frame.
Yep, and that's the reason why I got sold to you. Let me tell you, man, because you did not call me, and I'm not fussing at you. I'm not being that angry Nancy. I had Howes. You heard of Howes, bro?
I've heard of Howes. I've heard of Howes. I'm very familiar with them.
Yeah, so they reached out to me too, pretty much offering a service not exactly like yours, but they're just like, well, we're more like, they operate more like around with leads. So as soon as I had been closing Angie's, I thought, okay, let me try Howes since I haven't heard from Local Splash and I was calling and I wasn't getting what I needed. So I just found out these guys put me into a subscription, and they didn't tell me that I wasn't I don't know if they made it like a yearly, because I was asking them. I'm like, look, man. I told them, you know, I want to try this for a month. If it's not working for a month, I want to close it. I mean, can I close this anytime? The lady said, yeah, but she never gave me details on how do I go about that. So I'm feeling very skeptical. I've read some reviews online about how their service are, how other companies not feeling any, being invested up to $2,000 a year without returns from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm canceling them out too, you know, and I wish I was giving those $200.
Well, remember, the Howes is a directory, like Home Advisor, like Yelp, their directory. But they're able to work with you and all of your competitors and everybody else out there. So there's really nothing exclusive about their listings. Now, like I said, I was on vacation. Unfortunately, so that's why I wasn't able to give you a follow-up call, but you are in my calendar. So I was going to be following up with you, but I did have to wait till the position was available and I was back in the office, of course. But however, let me go back to the directories. Now, we're not a directory. We work with the search engines, as you know, so we would get you found as the top recommended option in your local area. That way, calls would come directly to you, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee or anything like that. So we don't work like a directory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work directly with the search engines. That way calls come directly to you, and you don't have to worry about chasing down leads, calling leads back, because the leads are finding you. They're calling you directly.
And that's exactly what I want, you know. I'm about to cancel with this guy, and I'm about to cancel. I went to my bank account. I told him, I'm like, look, I need to find a way to cancel those withdrawals, and they told me I could block it. So I'm going to do that, man, because that's crazy how people call you on the phone trying to serve you a business. And part of it is my fault. I should have asked more in detail. So it's not fully on there.
With our services, Niels, with the cancellation, there's no cancellation fees or opt-out fees of any kind if you decided to part ways with our services for whatever reason. The only thing that we ask for is a phone call 3 days before, or 3 days before the next billing is due for the oncoming month. That way you're not billed for that next month. So our cancellation process is as simple as a phone call. Yeah, and that's it. So it's a very simple cancellation process.
Okay, yeah, and so you just said, too, that the first program is the 2 months, because normally after 2 months, the majority of the people that you guys do business with kind of feel like, man, I see the results, and they normally continue renewing, right?
Correct, yeah. A lot of them, they try it out for the 2 months. They see the return on investment that it brings to them, and they a lot of them call me back and they sign up a contract. Because contracts save them it saves them hundreds of dollars. It saves them a lot of money. But that's why they like to try it out on the 2 month verbal agreement, is because it lets them evaluate the services and they see that it's a good fit for what they're looking for. And then it's, like I said, then it's up to them to decide if they want to keep moving forward after that 2 month time frame.
Yep. And that's my motto as well, man. That's exactly how I feel. Okay. Interesting how all this happened so quick. All right. So if we do this then for 2 months, how much are we talking about?
It would be $299 today, and it would be $299 a month in, a month out. It would never go up or change on you. Remember, I quoted you two packages. I quoted you the Google ads that's normally $499, and I charged you the Facebook ads. That's the $299. And the $299, just the Facebook ads, they work just as well as the Google ads. They would get you found up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target that far, but they're also allowing you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Okay, so answer your question, Neil. To move forward to get this thing started, to start receiving the phone calls, it would be $299 flat, and it would never go up or change on you.
Okay, so it'd be $299. Hey, hold up a second. Leave that kitchen. Move. Stop. I'm going to bring it soon. Sorry, man.
That's all right.
Okay. So you said you guys are gonna be doing like Facebook ads. So like once I do this, I remember when we spoke last time, you said something about you have a way to work around within Google for whenever people put my name or they put countertops, they're writing countertops, my business will be one of the first ones to appear in
the top
Correct.
Yes, and it's a top recommended option. That way, you're always an option for calls to come directly to you by consumers that are out there looking for your services.
Okay, so, like, how is all of that gonna work out? Like, I pay you the money. Like, I can't pay you the money. Are you gonna send me like an engine, or you guys are gonna need like maybe Google passwords? Like,
so basically, that's a great question. So basically, we conduct what we call, after the payment is conducted with me with you on the phone, I would send you over an invoice showing you that $299 came out of your account. And then what I would also do is set you up for a client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's when you would sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they would be gathering all of that information, like crossing the T's and dotting the I's, in other words, going over the keyword content with you, programming you into the areas that you want to serve in, programming you into, and they're also going to be going over like a list of a testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. That way you're not getting irrelevant phone calls. So that's when we, after that client interview takes place, then that's when we start all the programming, because that's when we're getting the information from you that we need in order to make sure that we're representing you properly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is what I did after last time that we spoke. I remember the first time we spoke, I told you I still didn't have my business on Google, but now my business appears on Google, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently waiting on a business website. I believe you guys are going to need that, but the website is not available yet.
How long until it's available?
Probably 2 or 3 more weeks.
Okay, well, that's not a game breaker.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not mandatory for first page placement to have a website, but it is beneficial. So when it is ready, you just got to let us know, and we can attach that to the first page. That way your consumers would have your website to land on.
Okay, so then let's say we do this today. You know, I pay you $299.
Mm-hmm.
You guys take credit, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I pay you the $299. So within how many days should I expect to have, like, my business appearing, like, on the first row?
30 to 45 business days.
Within the next what?
30 to 45 business days. That's why we offer a 2-month verbal agreement. Okay, however, the other services that are provided, which the directories, the front page of Bing, the mobile devices, programming you to show up to all iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So here's the time frames for those. Now, the directory submissions, those take 5 to 7 business days. The front page of Bing, that takes 7 to 14 business days. Programming you to show up into all iPhones, Androids, tablets, that takes 10 to 14 business days as well. The front page of Google, it takes a little bit more legwork. However, we have to get to the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that you're located in. It's a little bit more legwork, but that's why we quote 30 to 45 business days. But by that time, all of our clients are seeing maximum results, and they're happy. They're happy with the services, and they're coming back to us because our platinum package, like I said, Nils, it's designed to show you a return within the very first 2-month time frame that you're with us.
Look, man, if I start seeing returns, because that's all I need right now, you best believe you guys are going to have a loyal customer with me, man, and I'm sure.
Well, we look for the long-term business relationship. We don't just look for the short-term. We want to make sure that it's working for you, because if it's working for you, it's working for us, and we like happy customers. You know, that's how we've been in business for 17 years, is because we are results-driven.
Okay, perfect. Let's do this, man.
All right,
let me go get my credit card.
All right, well, it's going to be something that we may be happy with, Nils, but while I wait for you to go get the credit card, what I would have to do here is just verify some business information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Now we do Google for the front page. They normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 919-862-6469, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. This is where Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that you're located in. What would be the best physical address to send that PIN verification code over to?
Okay, and this is another thing I'm going to have a question for you, right? Because what I did is, since my service is more like, you know, similar to what an accountant would do. Some businesses work at home, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes but they don't want to leave their address, their home address. So what they do is they purchase a PO box. A PO box. But Google doesn't allow me to put PO box.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I come a lot of clients that don't want their address listed online. Now, Niels, the way we work around that is we don't showcase. This is just for our use only, so we can send you over that PIN verification code. However, it's no spam or junk mail. It's just for our use only. However, that address is hidden online from the public. So we don't showcase that to the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way the consumers that are calling you know the area you're coming to service them from, but they would know directions to where you live, of course.
Okay, that sounds good, because Google also did the same thing. Like if you find my business, like on Google, I actually had to put my home address, but I don't have like my home address written down. Like when you click my business and look at it on the...
It's hidden.
Yes. It's okay. Please, let's keep it hidden. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So let me know what will you... You need my address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 303.
Okay.
Oak Street.
Okay.
Midfield, North Carolina, 27577.
Give me one sec here. You said Midland?
No. It's Midfield.
Midfield. How do I spell that, please?
It's Smith, S-M-I-T.
Oh, Smithfield.
Yeah. Midfield, North Carolina.
Okay, and the zip code one more time?
27577.
27577. Okay, all right.
Now let me ask you something else. Did you have any problems right now when you called me? Because I know I have like a spam protector on my cell phone, but sometimes I do have people calling me and stuff. Did you feel like you had any problems reaching to me because of that?
No, sir. I didn't have any problems reaching back out to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's just I decided I use like a working cell phone instead of I don't think like a lot of businesses, they like having like their phones and stuff, and there, but people nowadays, it's like they're working through cell phones, so I just thought I'd do something different, you know? So that's why I got my business cell phone and my personal, you know? So this is the business.
Absolutely. You got to keep business and personal, you know, separated. I hear you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All righty. So give me 2 seconds here. F-I-E-L-D. Okay, perfect. I'm just making sure I got that. It's one word. Okay. And then also, Niels, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Schultz. S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
S-C-H-O-U-L-T-Z?
No. S like Sam, C like cat, H like house, U like Ulysses, L like lazy, T like tomato, Z like zebra. Schultz.
Understood. Schultz. Okay. So S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then you spell your first name N-I-L-S?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what is the best email address to use for you or your business?
It's quality kitchen design with an S. 7@outlook.com.
7@outlook. All right. So quality kitchen design 7@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then what are your hours of operation, Niels?
Just put there Monday to Wednesday from 9 to 6.
Okay.
Thursdays from 9 to 1, and Fridays from 9 to 6.
Friday 9 to 6, and closed weekends.
No, closed on weekends. Yep.
Understood. Alrighty. So 9 to 6 Monday through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is 9 to 1. Friday is 9 to 6 as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. And then also, now when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
Yep, I can accept all forms. I can accept check. I can say debit, credit card, cash. That's, whatever they want to pay with, man.
Perfect. Okay. All righty. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for your business, like a Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
Yes, sir.
Both of them?
I beg your pardon?
You have both of them? Instagram and Facebook?
I have Facebook and Instagram, yes.
Perfect, perfect. All righty. And then also, Niels, and if we would need to get a hold of you in regards to the account you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What would be the best way to reach you?
Phone call and text message, both of them. Do the text message first and then phone call.
Absolutely. Okay, all right. Okay, and then also, and if we need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, Neil, how do you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What's the best way to reach you?
Same thing, text message and phone call.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right. And then what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you over an email, okay? The email's for your records. That way you have it when you have some downtime, but it's going to give you two forms of contact. It's going to give you my form. It's going to say client support. That's how it'll be labeled. And you're going to speak in support's number at the very top of the email. And at the very bottom of the email, you're going to have my phone number. You're able to reach us today, but this gives you my direct extension and client support's direct extension. Okay, so give me a second here. All right. I just pressed the send button right now, and it does show me that the email sent over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, Niels, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the $299 discounted rate. In order to secure the payment today, what's going to work best for your company? So you're going to be utilizing a credit card?
Yeah.
Okay, and the credit card, does it read with your name on it, the business name, or does it have just one or the other?
Business name. It's both my name and my business name.
Okay. And then normally the cards, they'd read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to start from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, you need the first digits, right?
Correct.
Okay, it's 4053.
Okay.
0133.
Okay.
00258176.
And the expiration month and year?
It's 0326.
And the little code that's on the back?
436.
436. Okay. Now, and is that car connected to the 303 Oak Street field?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out, Neil. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do cut out the first 12 digits, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4053-0133-0025-8176. And I have March of 2026 and 436.
Yeah, so my card is not going to stay on file, though, right?
No. So basically it is for the two-month agreement, but the card does not stay on file. It's automatic billing on the first of each oncoming month, and I'll be going over that on a verification here momentarily. Okay, but after it's up to you. You're going to continue utilizing us for the third month moving forward, but it is automatic billing on the first of each oncoming month. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you before the voice verification. If you want to not move forward with the services for the third month moving forward, what I would recommend is put a note in your calendar or on your phone 3 days or before the next billing is due. That way you can call into us before the payment is taken out, and then we can go over the services and see if it's feasible for you to keep moving forward with the services. Okay.
Well, okay, I do go. The $299 that I'm paying today covers 2 months, though, right?
No, it covers. This is on a month per month basis, and then it like I said, it's on a month per month basis. It's $299 month. Month two is $299. Month three is $299. Month four, it never goes up or changes on you. Okay, but it is a 2 month verbal agreement that we ask for, because remember, the Platinum package is designed to give you results within that first 2 month time frame. You're going to see that $299 come back, and you're going to see a very you're going to be very happy with the services once you see the return on investment, because pretty much that's the name of the game.
Okay, sounds good.
And then
you guys are $299 today, and then next month you guys are another $299.
Correct.
And then the third month, I just got to make sure I call. If I'm not happy with the services, I just got to call.
Three days before the first of the oncoming month.
Okay. I would hope I won't have to call. I'm really excited about trying this out with you guys.
We wanted to. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I think we're both excited because you love your job, and I'm excited about your service.
Yeah, I've been here close to 8 years. So, I mean, I've been here a long time. I do love my job. I'm a firm believer that Google does work for our clients. I would not be here this long if I didn't believe Google didn't work. But what I got to do right now, Niels, is I'm going to be going over that 90-second voice verification. And then if you have any questions in regards to it, just feel free to stop me, and I'll address that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. Okay, but it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call, it will be recorded for quality assurance and to also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
Quality Kitchen Design.
Thank you, and please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Niels Schultz.
Thank you, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right, thank you, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, as I said, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that question mean?
Great. Okay, so basically, in other words, what that question asks is if another company calls you and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, if you decide to move forward with that other company before signing up and paying money, make sure that you call us to make sure that you won't double paying for a service that we may already be providing for you here. So it's just a safety precaution to make sure that you're not double paying for a service.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's July 1st, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted, non-refundable amount of just $299. This would be a reoccurring payment from the two-month verbal agreement. But when the term is completed, the first of the oncoming month, when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew the first of the next oncoming month, and it will renew in that same discounted amount of $299. Like I said, Niels, that rate will never change or go up on you. And then also, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but I'm looking at my email too right now. I don't see any client support phone number. When should I be receiving that?
It should have. Give me 1 second here. It shows that it's sent over to check all mail for me. Check your filtered mail and everything.
I see 877-635-6235.
That's our number. That's the company's number. That's localsplash.com. That's our number right there.
But that's not the client support, is it?
Does it say extension 1?
Yeah, it does say extension 1.
Yeah, so if you type in extension 1, that will reach client support each and every time. And then if you type in 852, if you typed in 852, that would reach me every time. But if I'm on the phone, usually I'm always on the phone bringing on clients and stuff like that. So if it's a question that you need addressed, client support will be there 100% of the way with you to answer any questions that you need or make any adjustments that you need.
Okay.
Okay. And then, like I said, give me 1 second here. That does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 299, Niels. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting that confirmation email showing you that 299 came out of your account. But while I wait for that, I'm going to set you up for your client interview that we talked about. Now, the client interview process, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to program you to work in, and going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Now, Nils, I can get you in today. I'm not sure if what your schedule looks like, but right now I believe it's around 11:39, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. All right, so I'm looking at their calendar, and I can get you in. How does 1 o'clock sound?
Today? Yeah. So I can meet up with the other technicians? Yeah, man.
Yeah, they're going to call you today at 1, okay? And then they're going to be going over all of the keyword content and setting you up for your success with our company. And then they're going to be giving you a phone call, Niels, on the number that we're on, obviously, 919-862-6469. And I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite letting you know that the client interview is going to be taking place at that time at 1 o'clock today. So give me 2 seconds here.
Let me ask you, you guys also work with Houzz? You guys work with Houzz?
No, we don't work with Houzz or Home Advisor or any of those directories, because those are our competition. We work with the ones that Google indexes on a daily basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. That way we're ensuring your dominant presence out there online and you're always receiving phone calls.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then, so I did send you over that calendar. Oh, actually, give me 2 more seconds here. I gotta add your in. Obviously, I gotta put your email address in there. Alright. Quality Kitchen Design 7 at Outlook. Alright. This calendar invite right here is gonna be falling into your inbox momentarily. I just pressed the send button, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. And then, Niels, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you, Niels. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. I can definitely tell you that. You made a smart business decision going with local Splash. Now, I do need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line one more time?
Yes, I'm trying to log into my email again right now.
Okay, well, pull up your emails or your text messages. The email preferably.
I'm seeing right now the local Splash welcome local Splash support. Welcome to local Splash.
Do you have the initial invoice?
Let me see.
Local Splash initial invoice is how it would have fallen in your inbox.
Yep, it's in here, sir.
Okay, so now that's how I'm going to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. So go ahead and go into the invoice, and then about the 5th line down from the top, you'll see it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
Yeah.
Okay, so click on that little link for me, and what that's going to do is going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Now, this is for your records. This is going to show you all of the services that are included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, Niels, you see it towards the bottom, it says in bigger letters, cancellation and refunds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right there below that, there's a little box that I need you to check. It says, I certify that I am the authorized cardholder and all the information is true and accurate. You would check that little box, or complete and accurate. You would check that box right there, and then you assign Niels Schultz. with capital N and a capital S for your first and last name. What that's going to do when you confirm your signature, it's going to lock you into that $299 discounted rate moving forward, and it's also going to take you to another page that says local / username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the 919 area code.
Oh, hold on. I'm still at the confirm signature, so I click confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the username will be what again?
Your phone number, area code first, 919-862-6469, and then the password. That's going to be created for you and given to you today by my interview, during the client interview. That's coming at 1:00.
Okay.
And once you disconnect with my agents, they're going to be able to, they give you the option of customizing the username and password to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. Okay. But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Niels. But I do like to ask, I always like to ask, before my technicians give you a call in a couple hours from now at 1 o'clock, did you have any questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Are you guys still receiving, you told me last time that we spoke, you guys normally have, like, customers that visit Costa Mesa, and, you guys do, like, tours inside of your place, right?
Yes. So the office right now is closed for the time being. We're in a different location in Fountain Valley. He rented this place out while that place is getting cleaned by the cleaners from COVID. So when that place is open back up, we're going to be back in that office and back up for walk-ins.
Okay. Yeah, because that was something I was pretty interested in doing last time, too. I was going to make a trip all the way to California, man, just so I could, like, get more acquainted with how you guys go about your service.
We're gonna have to let you know when the office is back up. That way, if you ever want to take a trip down to California and see how we operate over here at our location, that's always something that you can do. Talk to my technicians more about that when they give you a phone call this afternoon, and they'll give you more information on how that's gonna work. Or when we're going to be open and everything like that, when they're going to be back open, okay?
Right.
But other than that, Neil, I do look forward to working with you, absolutely, and we appreciate your business. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free. Call in. We want to make sure this work for you. And also, when you get your website up and running in a couple weeks from now, 2 to 3 weeks, let's know the stuff, and we can start attaching it to all of the listings being in the directories. That way we can start bringing your website exposure, and you start receiving more phone calls towards your company.
All right. That sounds great, man. I'm very excited about that.
Absolutely, Niels. I'm excited to work with you as well. And like I said, we'll get the rest of this ball for you, the rest of this ball rolling for you after the client interview, after we get all the information that we need from you. Okay.
Perfect. Sounds good. I'll be looking forward to hear, get the call, okay?
Absolutely. Let me clarify, it's going to be coming between 1 and 2. They don't call you exactly at 1 o'clock because if the phone call that they're on before goes over the hour mark, it's going to be coming to you between 1 and 2 o'clock. Okay?
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to clarify with you, Niels, that way you're not wondering at 1 o'clock exactly where your phone call is.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Absolutely. All right, Niels. Well, like I said, we appreciate your business. We definitely look forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to call in. If not, just wait for that. Wait for the call this afternoon. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for your time, Niels. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Likewise. Take care, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.